Hello and welcome to another episode of Epic Epilogues. Epilogues are our little glimpses into the wider theatrical world around the play. They are often quite reasonably cut from productions because they're talking to an audience in very direct ways, and that audience has sadly been dead 400 odd years. But we like to do them anyway. Sometimes they're really doable for modern performance, and sometimes they're just interesting because what they say about the time that they were devised. Today, we're looking at the epilogue to The Coxcomb by Beaumont and Fletcher. And it is your Pucker, Beaumont and Fletcher collaboration. There's no messy additional voices in there. It is actually Beaumont and Fletcher as a partnership. Originally performed about 1608 to 1612, but the text we have seems to have been revised and cut for a later revival in the 1630s, and this is the version that gets printed in 1647. Now, I'm not going into the plot because explaining it won't help you very much here. Precisely how this epilogue functions is debatable, because it could be a continuation of a character speech at the end of the play, though the stage direction does say everybody exits before it. Otherwise, it's a general plea to the audience, hoping it has pleased everyone. So I'm just going to pass it over to Fiona Thrale and her performance and see what you think.
"'Tis ended, but my hopes and fears begin. Nor can it be imputed as a sin in me to wish it favour, if this night to the judicious it hath given delight. I have my ends, and may such for their grace vouchsafe to this, find theirs in every place."
Six lines, in, out, job's gooden. And that's it for the close of The Coxcomb. We haven't, at time of recording, done a first look exploring session, but it is in the works. I've been your host, Robert Crichton, following are a couple of slightly different takes of the epilogue to The Coxcomb, performed by the fabulous Fiona Thrale, available from all respectable retailers.
"'Tis ended, but my hopes and fears begin. Nor can it be imputed as a sin in me to wish it favour, if this night to the judicious it hath given delight. I have my ends, and may such for their grace vouchsafe to this, find theirs in every place. 'Tis ended, but my hopes and fears begin. Nor can it be imputed as a sin in me to wish it favour, if this night to the judicious it hath given delight. I have my ends, and may such for their grace vouchsafed to this, find theirs in every place. 'Tis ended, but my hopes and fears begin. Nor can it be imputed as a sin in me to wish it favour, if this night to the judicious it hath given delight. I have my ends, and may such for their grace vouchsafe to this, find theirs in every place."